Hey, America, welcome to the podcast. You are part of the deplorable majority. I'm your ordinary average host, Scott Hall, and I want to thank you for listening. Please join us each week for commentary on the politics of the day from the perspective of a liberty-loving, patriotic American. Wow, what a first week in office for our newly crowned president. He's had quite the busy week, issuing, I think, a record number of executive orders within probably the first 100 minutes of his presidency. Basically, doing his darndest to overturn everything Trump put in place over the last 4 years with respect to executive orders and executive actions. My goodness. I think with the stroke of a pen, he was able to basically eradicate thousands of jobs for hardworking Americans. Basically taking us back to the Obama era. But this is like, I think his administration is going to be Obama 2.0 on steroids. So we've got our work cut out for us for the next 4 years, at least. Hopefully we have some people in Congress that are somewhat conscious to the fact that, you know, their jobs are going to be on the line. I don't think anything scares a politician more than the prospect of them losing their power. And, you know, that ability to remove them from office lies with each one of us. So there are 74 million of us strong. We are here, and we are not going away. Despite what social media and their attempts to basically silence us, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or YouTube, basically exercising their prerogative to ban accounts based on verbiage and tweets and so forth. We all know that, you know, President Trump's Twitter account was banned even before he left office for somehow inciting violence that was committed at the Capitol building on January 6th. Now, I've listened to his speech a number of times that he gave at the rally that day, and for the life of me, I cannot ascertain at any point where he actually said, go do what these folks did. I believe there's some evidence that supports the fact that these people were there starting their raid on the Capitol even before the speech was concluded. So, and you draw your own conclusions. Was this Antifa or Black Lives Matter or some other organization that basically stepped in to make it look like it was a bunch of Trump supporters doing this violence? It's not to say that there weren't Trump supporters in the mix. If there were, you know, it does leave a black mark on our record, and it's not good for us, because we certainly don't condone that type of activity, whether it's destruction of personal property or destruction of life. I think we've proven as Trump supporters that by virtue of all the rallies that that Donald Trump attended and gave across the various states there, especially towards the end of the election cycle, running up towards the election, you know, he basically, I mean, there were thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people at these rallies, and I don't recall any instances of violence. That's not us. That's not who we are. It's not what we want to be. And you know, in my humble opinion, I wouldn't put it past the left to plant some bad apples in the bunch there. But you know, it's this cancel culture that's really driving me nuts. It's you know, I every time I think about it and what the attempts are of the left to basically shut us down, to shut down the voices of conservatism by banning accounts on Twitter and censoring a particular post on Facebook or what have you. It's you know, I can't help but liken it to Nazi Germany in the early 30s, late 40s there, early to mid 30s, and you know, it's fascism. I don't care how you look at it or how you slice it. It's fascism. It's totalitarianism. It's un-American. We know that for sure. You know, just recently, Mike Lindell was up, I think within the last day or so, permanently banned from Twitter just because he made some comments regarding the legitimacy of the election. Now, we all have our opinions on the election. That is a topic that I will cover more in depth in an upcoming episode, but I definitely think there was some funny business going on there. But you draw your own conclusions when it comes to that. That's excuse me. That's the difference between us and the left, I think, is that we tend to use our heads. We don't follow the groupthink, and we don't subscribe to this Orwellian type of mindset that they have. You know, they want us to. You hear it when it comes to the media, right? The media basically, I don't care, you run through the channels and they're all parroting the same talking points every day. The media is really not the media anymore. They are the ministries of propaganda, I would say. They definitely are on the side of the Democrats and liberalism and leftism and communism, socialism, you name it, all the isms, they're out there. They're in support of that. They have cornered that market, and certainly the Democrats do take advantage of that. Not sure if you've heard recently, but there have been some suggestions by people in the media and people in Congress and at the Capitol that they basically want to reprogram our thinking. They want to brainwash us, send us to, now nobody's actually said this, but they, you know, if they could, I think they would send us to re-education centers so that we would be indoctrinated into their way of thinking. And, you know, these are crazy times, folks. I don't think that at any point in my life I've ever seen anything as extreme as they are today in terms of the two ideologies. There's calls of actions to be violent against us, the likes of Cynthia Johnson in Michigan, who basically told us to watch our backs. There's also, you know, who was the other one? I can't think of off the top of my head right now, but there were, oh, Sheila Jackson Lee. She's the one that says, shout us down in the, if she sees Trump supporters or people that work for the administration, shout us down, you know, get in our faces. I can't ever think of a time where that was something that I set out to do. Now, I would love to sit down with people of opposing viewpoints and have an open discussion. I mean, I think that's all we're about, and that's all that we really want. It's okay to have differing viewpoints, in my opinion. But it's not okay to want to persecute or vilify us because of our beliefs. And I don't know, folks, if we don't get a handle on this, if we don't stem the tide of this thing and turn it around again, I think we're heading down a very dark path. Now, I don't want to sound negative or be gloomy. I want to be upbeat about my message to everybody when it comes to these podcasts. I think that, yes, we are in unique times, but God has put us here for a reason, and He is working his magic. And I think maybe, you know, in a sense, it's meant to be an eye-opener for a lot of conservatives and liberty-loving Americans. You know, I don't think that God, well, I know that God doesn't have the intent on punishing us, but he, I think, wants us to, this is his country. This is the country that he gave to us. And our Constitution is founded based on Christian principles and God and the Bible. So I know that you know, he wants the best for us, but maybe he feels the need to send us through this abject lesson here. And, you know, we have to listen. We do. We need to listen. We need to participate. I think it starts at the local level and, you know, putting pressure on local representatives and even at the city council levels, on up to the state legislatures and governor's offices and so forth. Because that message is going to flow uphill. And at some point, those in power in D.C. are going to realize that we're not going to stand for it. And at some point, you will be removed from office legally through our constitutional process. Now, again, I think it's something that politicians fear the most, and that is the potential loss of power for them. They crave power. They're drunk on power. Why else would these politicians stay in office for decades on end? I mean, it at some point becomes it's self-serving towards them, for them, and they are not in it for the people that they claim they are. So, anyway, enough on that. I did definitely wanted to touch on that today as today's message here, but I do want to talk about our sponsor, and that is Anchor. Anchor is the website that basically will allow you to do a podcast from scratch to production to on air, and it's free. There's nothing to pay. They make it very easy to get started with creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. So you don't need any special equipment to get started. Anchor will also distribute your podcast on such podcast platforms as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, and many more. You can make money from your podcast if that's something you want to do. You don't need anything in terms of a listenership. Anchor has everything that you need to make a podcast all in one place. It's as simple as that. So what do? You download the free app or you go to anchor.fm to get started. That's anchor.fm to get started. And have some fun with it. Maybe do a podcast on baseball or football or some interest that you have. I think, which brings me around to why I'm here and why I'm doing this podcast, folks. You know, I have no background in politics. I'm not a political science major or a lawyer or a journalist. I'm just an ordinary, average American who loves his country and appreciates what Donald Trump did for us over the past 4 years. I'm very passionate about America. I'm very passionate about the freedoms that we have, the liberties that we have. And I think at some point I was using Facebook as sort of an outlet to vent, if you will, about politics and so forth. And honestly, that does nothing but turn people off. I had friends and family members that unfriended me and blocked me, basically just for sharing my point of view passionately. And it's something that bothered me. So I took a while off from Facebook and I decided that, you know, I needed to clear my head because I didn't like what I was becoming. I was, I was getting sucked into the left's way of doing business. That's confrontation, shouting people down, and so forth. And that's not what I wanted to do or wanted to be on Facebook. And honestly, I don't think Facebook is the proper forum for that type of discussion. It popped into my head one day. God said, hey, why don't you do a podcast? And I thought, well, I have no idea what I'm doing. I don't have any experience in media or broadcasting or anything of that nature. So, I started researching online. I did come across Anchor as one of the platforms to get started with. I invested a little bit of money in some equipment because I didn't, I knew once I committed to doing this that I was going to do it. And whether I had one listener or 100,000 listeners, this is not necessarily a means for me to make any money. I definitely do not want to make money on this. That's not the goal. I only do the sponsorship for Anchor just because it can help offset some of the other costs that you incur with setting up a podcast and producing a podcast. The main objective was just a way for me to vent. And so I would just talk it out, speak into a microphone, staring at a wall, and get off my chest what I felt was bothering me at the time. And turn it into a podcast, put it out there, and hopefully some other folks who are like-minded would start to listen and start to participate. There's ways to do that. I will leave links to the podcast website in the show notes for this particular episode. And on the main page there, you can actually record a message that I can incorporate into a particular episode, whether it be a question, suggestions for topics, something you want to talk about, feedback for me. I'm kind of winging it here. Hopefully I get a little bit better, a little more comfortable behind the microphone, and these things start to sound a little more, not necessarily professional, but listenable, if that's a word, for folks that decide to tune in. That's basically it about me. No background in any of this sort of thing. I'm just a guy with a microphone and an opinion. And hopefully folks will listen and participate. If you decide that you would like to be part of the show, it could be arranged that we get you on and have you be part of a particular episode. So if that's something that appeals to you, if you're not afraid of that, don't be afraid to either message me on one of the social media platforms that we have set up. I do have a Facebook page set up for the podcast, and that I'll include that link as well in the show notes for this episode. So the goal here is to produce a weekly show that will be that will drop every Friday, and hopefully, slowly but surely, we can all rally around and keep this movement going that Donald J. Trump started, and really shone a light on the real world and what we've been up against. So just want to thank everybody for listening. And again, the show notes will be there. Please hit those websites and do your best to provide feedback for the show. Again, I thank you folks. I hope everybody has a blessed weekend, and we will slowly talk to you next week. So hang in there, folks.